our pitches being behind, so I hadn't talked to the player yet. So, and the medical staff, really, we were assessing. But I didn't want to say anything without talking to the player. Mm-hmm. So Cap is running a little bit behind.
Okay.
He has a little bit of an AC irritation that he dealt with through the lockout. And so I'd say he's probably 2 weeks behind.
2 weeks behind?
Yeah.
I should say. Has he been throwing at all?
Yeah, he's throwing now. He's out. He's throwing. So, you know, But, like I said, I hadn't talked to him yet, so hopefully you understand that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. With the short build-up and everything, what is that? I guess, how does that put him in terms of getting ready for?
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna make sure he's ready. We're not going to rush him, and give him his time that he needs and make sure that he's 100% before he gets back out and gets on the rubber.
Do you have anybody in mind for pitching on Friday, Saturday yet?
Not yet. We're aligning our guys up. I mean, they've thrown BP now, so we'll discuss that. And most likely, we've got to have a collection of pitchers, obviously, to get through 9 innings to start. But someone will lead us off on Friday.
Just given the sort of the short build-up and some of the uncertainty about what the rotation is going to look like, how do you maybe get, or do you sort of go into the season with a plan of what the first couple of weeks are going to look like in terms of maybe backing off the guys a little bit or not, like, stretching them out to the point where you normally would to start a season?
So I think, obviously, right now it's too far in advance to really be able to plan out. I mean, all sorts of different things can come into play. And they haven't really decided yet whether we're going to have expanded rosters either. So it could go from 26 to 28. That's still a decision that's in MLB's hands. So all those factors will play into how we utilize guys. Obviously, you know, from the standpoint of pitch count and how deep, how many, you know, how far we can push them. Like, we'll never push anybody, but, again, it's just too early to form that structured plan.
Even not knowing how big rosters are going to be, is something that you would consider early, like maybe a six-man rotation or maybe more than five guys?
We haven't really even gotten into that. Okay. Yeah. We're getting our feet on the ground. We're just assessing. You know, we got a lot of new faces that are new arms, and so we're going to evaluate that. I think give everyone an opportunity to get on that mound and go out and perform.
Coming off of yesterday, the Olsen trade, big bat in the middle of the lineup to replace. Do you look to individual guys, or is there anybody in particular that you're looking at that you think can kind of step into that role that you play?
Tough to step into that role that Olsen provided. You know, ton of offense, obviously, he's an all-star. For us, I think collectively we'll as a group come together, and I mean, we're, as an offense, going to find our identity here through the next 18 games, and I think there's enough talent in that room that we'll be fine.
Are there candidates that you guys are rotating there?
Oh, and the guys that are in camp here that play first, everyone will be a part of that process. We're looking forward to giving guys opportunity to go over there and earn a job.
You had said that the whole coaching staff is fully vaccinated, but you weren't sure about the roster yet. Have you gotten a sense of that with obviously the Toronto series?
Yeah, Matt, not yet. Probably dive into that pretty quickly because in terms of getting into Canada, I know it's restrictions, right? So every team is going to have to deal with it. I think there's a couple teams going into Toronto before us. So we'll have to identify the guys in there that break camp with us. See how we have to proceed forward, but every team is going to have to deal with it. So.
All right. you expecting Pache?
I think those guys are flying in today, so yeah, Pache Langlers sometime this afternoon, and then they should be here tomorrow.
Langlers is going to be big league game.
Yeah, he'll be here. Okay.
The two relievers that you guys acquired the other day, Selman and
Pruitt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are they here as well?
Pruitt is here. I think Selman will be here today. Yeah. Thanks for being patient. Yeah.
All right. Good. All right.